Just to let you know, these are a series of very short podcasts to help you to understand and get to know the principles of A Course in Miracles. So, enjoy the podcast. Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Hello and welcome to your Course in Miracles reflection. It's great to have you here. My name is Max Ryan and I have been studying the Course for more than 38 years. I've been teaching the Course for a very long time. And so everything that we do here is to help you to understand the Course a little bit better, to apply the principles in your life, and to attain the Course's goal, which is true, inner peace. So it's great to have you here. Okay, so as usual, we're going to take one line from the Course and we're going to go a little bit deeper into it. And just the exposure to the words of the Course, that alone might help you to just feel some peace. All right? So today we're going to go to chapter 16 and we're in section four, and we're on paragraph 11. So chapter 16, section 4, paragraph 11. Find that in your book and follow along. It's actually at the top of page 340 in most books. Before we get into this, I just want to say one thing is that they're doing work outside. I live in New York City, so if it's a little bit loud, sorry about that. Okay, so here we go. It's on the top and it's actually sentence number 3. And it says, listen to this, it's absolutely really moving and beautiful. Here we go. Love calls, but hate would have you stay. Hear not the call of hate and see no fantasies. I'm going to say it again. It's such a simple line, but so powerful. Love calls, but hate would have you stay. Hear not the call of hate and see no fantasies. So if you allowed yourself to just feel that and embody that for a moment, you could feel and you could sense the truth in these words, right? So let's just start off with this idea that love calls. Love calls means that everything in your life has an element of truth with a capital T in it. And that element is love, source, grace, God, whatever you want to call it, that's always calling you. It's always calling you, will you listen? Will you listen? Will you listen to this? And sometimes it's called the still small voice for God. You know what I'm talking about, right? So love is always calling. There's always that little stream. In the movie Pinocchio, if you ever saw it, it is characterized by the character of Jiminy Cricket always calling you, right? Kind of fun, lightens you up a little bit. Good. So love calls, but hate would have you stay. Hate would have you stay. Another word for hate, or another way of looking at hate, is the need to be right. We've talked about this here before, and I think it's really important, is that there's the part of you, in the Course in Miracles, they would say it's called the ego. So the ego would hate, and it would have you stay where you are instead of open up to love. The hate requires separation. The hate requires you being different. The hate requires you being special, more special than your brother, than your sister, than your situation. Right? So hate is always calling you to stay and not to go where love is. And finally, he gives us something very, very prescriptive here. He says, hear not the call for hate and see no fantasies. So in your life, every time that you have an idea, an impulse to separate, to be angry, to judge, to all of those things, it's fine to see them, of course, because they're feelings and they happen, that's okay. But he's saying, if you really do want true inner peace, you can see it almost like a fly. There's a fly, see you later. There's a fly, see you later. This is why meditation is so important if you don't meditate, right? And the next part is see no fantasies. And what he's saying when he says see no fantasies is that anything that's not of love, of growth, of compassion, of peace, of joy, is not real. Now, I know that's a hard one for a lot of people to accept, but just accept it for a moment. Because it's a fantasy, it's an illusion, because from A Course in Miracles' point of view, only love is real. Only love is real. So today is a day of discernment. To discern when you feel love calling you and when you feel hate holding you back. That's it. That's what I want you to do today. Check that out. Okay? All right. Remember, today could be the best day of your life. That is the truth. And if you would like to support the work I do, you can go to patreon.com/MaxRyanCoach and become a patron. And patrons get some extra fun stuff that public doesn't get. It helps me to keep running my business and keep being here for you every day. All right. I love you so much. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.